It's time for Team Mom Trash Talk with Tracy and Noel.
Hello and welcome to Team Mom Trash Talk. I'm your host, comedian Tracy Carnazzo, joined by my co-host, comedian Noel Winters-Herzog.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, this is episode 332. This is Family Reunion, Teen Motherhood, season 3, episode 4. Noel, how do you feel about this show in general now?
Well, I want to give it like a little quick PSA here. Okay. Hi, people. Teen Mom Trash Talk listeners, we love you very much. I thank you for sticking with us because this is the worst show.
This is a terrible
show. We're going to get through this and then we're going to go back to
Through this together.
Just be with us.
It's hard. Stay with us. It's going to get better.
You don't have to watch it. Just watch us.
Don't watch it, actually.
Yeah, don't watch it. Watch us. We'll cover the old episodes after this. Just get through this with us. We're sorry we're doing this, but we gotta.
We're sorry that we're doing this. We're sorrier than you are.
Oh, I am so sorry. I just wasted an hour of my life watching this.
I will never, ever, ever get that back. The only good thing is, so I'm watching on
Philo.
Philo. That's what I'm watching on.
Me too.
And if I watch it on the TV, I cannot fast forward the commercials. If I watch it on my iPad, I can.
See, I can fast forward the commercials on my TV.
This is wild. I don't know what's going on here.
So I was able to fast forward the commercials until the last commercial break because then I guess I was like caught up to the time it was airing I couldn't. Yeah.
All right. Well, if you guys can't on your TV, try on your iPads. Just saying.
Okay. And if you can't on your iPad, try on your TV.
Wow. Look at us giving you guys life advice. If you hate Teen Mom, which we do too, make sure you join our Patreon at patreon.com/trash talk podcast, where you will find our favorite podcast, BS, where we just
BS, really.
Macaroni Rascals, the Jersey Shore podcast, So Pumped, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, 90 Day Fiance, The Single Life, and my new favorite podcast, Recycled with Noel and Michael. They're covering Real Housewives of New Jersey season 2 right now. And make sure you're subscribing to us on YouTube at Trash Talk Podcast. And if you're listening to us on YouTube, make sure you're subscribing to the audio too. Just do all the stuff. Leave us comments, rate and review. Do everything. Just interact with us. Let us know that we are the bee's knees.
Let us know where the bee's knees, because I have to tell you, we're suffering for you.
We are
to watch
suffering.
This.
Please, please put us out of our misery. Leave a great review and
it would
rate
just
us.
Make my day. It would make my day. It would make this worthwhile.
It would. We could just do all. We could just read all the reviews instead of doing this.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Well, too bad. Yeah. Let's jump into the pool.
Everybody's sitting around and eating.
Okay,
still.
So it's still movie night, right? Mm-hmm. And Mackenzie walks in and she said that she rebuilt her whole life in the last 2 years. And what she used to rebuild her life was filler.
Lots of filler, especially
it was Voluma,
in her upper lip.
Velour, wrestling. Mm-hmm. This is what she used to build her life.
Yeah, especially in her upper lip.
The upper was the lip of the day.
It's not terrible. I don't think it's actually that terrible. You just don't like any lip filler. That's the thing. No matter how much it is.
Listen, who am I to judge? I have a dent in my hair that I can't get out. So who am I to judge your lip filler?
You also have a curl.
I have a curl. Listen, I'm not having a good hair day. It's also monsooning here in New York City.
I mean, I'm in a clip.
So Mackenzie comes in not speaking. She said that she wants everyone basically to jump up and hug her. She's like, if they're not going to jump up and hug me, I'm not going to jump and hug them.
She's scared. That's what this is.
So I'm translating this too. It's like she's scared.
Guess what? I would be scared too.
I know, but
like
she should have came in with a game
plan.
Off. Yep. She needed to come in with a game plan.
I would have come in. I would have been like, Cheyenne, we got to talk. Like whenever you
I'm so happy to be here. I'm happy you're here. Cassanio comes in and he introduces himself to every single person separately. Great.
Yeah, that was really nice. So they're calling him Cass, right?
Yeah, so they're calling him Cass. So they both leave now. So Mackenzie basically doesn't really say hello to
everyone. Right.
And now Macy and Taylor call Bentley. What was that about?
I guess because they just didn't want to be in there. I don't know. I don't know what the hell that was.
Why did we have to watch that?
Because they have to be super parents. Nothing happened, though. It was like, oh, hi, Bentley. Did you go to school? Your grandma's a teacher.
Okay, that's what they said. Your grandma.
Your grandma. So I think maybe Macy's mom
is call her him. GD.
Yeah, like Gma or whatever, or GG. GG, that's what they call her.
GG. Oh, I thought they said GD. They're like, you're no. GD. I'm like, what's that, general dictator?
No, Aunt Bonnie, her grandkids
Gigi, yes.
call her
okay,
GG.
I didn't, yeah. I didn't hear her say GG. Yeah. I heard her say GD.
Yeah, God.
All right, so Mackenzie's acting like a victim, which she is. She's acting like, you know.
Yeah, I just say, I think everything about this is uncomfortable on both sides. I have to tell you.
Noelle?
Yeah.
100% agreed with
you. I wouldn't even
sorry, I know
be
you guys hate when we agree with each other.
No,
but
I
agree with Noelle right
but
now.
Like, I wouldn't want to be Macy, Taylor, Kate. Like, it's uncomfortable for everyone there.
Right, because then you don't actually want to get involved either because you're going to get thrown under the bus too.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, oh, I saw Noelle talking to Mackenzie. So it's like, or I saw Noelle talking to Cheyenne.
Leave,
right. Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's like, I'm here to talk to my husband. I don't, you
right.
know?
So,
yeah.
Well, it's a good thing that Tyler has learned the word of the day, tranquilo.
Which means calm.
Which means calm. He's like, yeah, it means mm-hmm. calm down. It's like, well.
I don't think you've ever done that a day in your life, Tyler.
Okay, so Tyler asks Mackenzie. Tyler does what I love doing.
Yeah, Tyler would be both of us. We would interrogate her and play
I go,
dumb.
What happened?
What happened?
I don't even know. Like, I heard, like,
but I don't know their whole story.
I don't know anything, actually. Could you tell me from the beginning? Go
can
slow.
Can you tell me from the beginning? Go slow. I would just be like, yeah, do you think you should talk to her? Oh, what did you
what
say?
What do you think
exactly?
You should say? What are you planning on saying?
How about I am Cheyenne and you're
let's
Mackenzie?
Play. Let's go.
Let's
go
role
ahead,
play.
Okay,
right.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I am Cheyenne. You are Mackenzie. Go.
Yeah. I'm Mackenzie. Cheyenne, I owe you a very big apology.
Yeah, you do.
I came to you a long time ago thinking that I knew what I was speaking about and I dragged you into something which I should never have. And I was so ignorant. And after you took the time out of your day to educate me about things that I know nothing about, I was still ignorant after that. And I put you in danger basically by going online and saying all these terrible things about you. And I'm so sorry that I played the victim in that because you are the victim in it.
Ooh, that's good. I love that.
You know what? Apologize from your heart. Say it with
ooh,
your chest.
That was good, Noelle.
Thank you so much.
Wow, it's almost like you said that word out.
Right, but it's like, first of all, I will never get over the fact that Mackenzie said that. I mean, that's
okay.
Wild.
She's like, I didn't grow up with black people.
She's like, there was one black girl in my school. But you know what?
Guess what? I'm going to tell you a secret.
What?
There was one black boy in my school.
Right.
You know what I don't say?
What anything she said. Like that. Yep. I mean, but that's the thing. It's not about if you've ever met a black person before. It's
I
just
mean, granted,
about...
listen, I grew up in New York City, so I can't compare, but still.
Well, I mean, it's about how she was raised. Who knows what her parents are like? You know, who knows what people
her mom's
around
like dead,
her are like?
But...
Right. Right.
Sorry. I cried my eyes out when her mom died. I'm sorry.
No, I know. It was terrible. But it's like, it's just so uncomfortable here that I can't believe she waited. She waits so long.
It
that's
was
what gets
very,
me.
Very weird.
Yeah.
Okay. So sorry. Now.
Yeah.
She tells Tyler what happened, but she leaves out the part where after Cheyenne explains everything to her, she said, my husband thought you were going to be an angry black.
Right.
She leaves
because
that part
she
out.
That basically negated everything that happened between
but that's
her
why
and
Cheyenne's
Cheyenne.
So mad.
Right. Of course.
She did not
also,
say that
part. She should be like, Cheyenne, my husband was a freaking moron. He was a racist moron. And I didn't know. And I was so uneducated. And he just made
it
worse for me.
Right. That
I repeated
what
it.
I said because I thought that
yes.
was fine.
Yes.
Okay. They're going to go dune buggying. But
I've never done this.
I haven't either. But Mackenzie and Kes are not coming.
Okay. That's her first mistake. You're isolating yourself. That's your first mistake. Because
so
at least get in good with everybody else.
No, I know.
Yeah.
So now, and also have some kind of rapport with Cheyenne, maybe.
Of course. And like, let Cheyenne see you in nature, in the wild. Let her see,
let
like,
her see
what
you
you're
in
like.
Nature.
Let her see you in the sand, what you're really like.
Go in the sand and play and let Cheyenne watch you.
Oh.
All right. So they split up the men and women and they have this activity. Okay, so the activity
not
is...
Not a bad activity.
Okay, it's not a bad activity. I don't know what dune buggying had to do with it.
Me neither. It was like, they're going to be at the finish line waiting for you.
Okay, shut up.
I guess because they're going to go in the driver's
great.
Seat.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Jade said that she basically emasculates Sean, which you say all the time.
Yes.
Corey said that... Oh, and then
Sean is like, I'm a drug addict. Right.
Recovery. Right.
Right.
So Corey said that, I got to tell you, I hated this so much.
What, Corey or the whole thing?
I hated what Corey was saying. He's like, yeah, she's always like, I'm so hurt. You hurt my feelings. Why are you so mean? What? And it's like,
I don't know. I feel like he was just saying.
No, like, I know, but it's like
thinking, but not in an empathetic way, I guess.
I know, but it was like, oh God, she probably just cries all day long. Well, and then,
yeah.
And then she said that Corey basically tells her all the time that he wants her to have a life. He wants her to like
socialize.
Basically have, like, yeah. And it's like,
well, because
she has a sick kid too.
Yes. Like, but I think he's trying to say like her whole world are her kids and there's nothing else besides that. And there, I think that I'm not a mom, but I think there should be some kind of
I know, but I don't think I would have any balance. I think I would have no balance.
I think then you like lose your mind and you lose yourself.
I think I would lose my mind.
I think that she lost herself. And I have to tell you, she is so self-conscious. She looks fucking hot.
Okay.
She looks hot. I'm like, I want that body.
Okay.
Right?
She lays on the freaking raft with her thong on.
But that's what I mean. I'm like, this girl has cake that I want.
I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Are you kidding me?
What's happening?
She has on these little crop tops and shorts. And I'm like,
she's very cute.
You're adorable.
Yeah,
please don't be self-conscious.
She's
extremely,
extremely cute. So, okay. She wants him to marry her.
Yeah, that's what
and
this
she
is about.
Said that if he can't commit, she'll find someone who can.
Right.
And it's like, well, I don't think you're going
to
do that. But
yeah, okay. But it's also like, I mean, that's not really the best way to get a guy to propose, like in life. Girls just don't learn this.
Okay. So Tyler and Kate. Tyler said something very, very, very specific.
Okay, let's hear
he
it.
He said that Kate says, do you have any idea what I went through as a kid? Yes. Yes.
I think we all do.
I would say, yes, Kate, I do, because I am your brother.
Well, I am your brother. We're trauma bonded. Bonded, not bonded.
Kate, I am your brother. Your mother is
literally
my mother. Your father is my father. My father is your father.
We grew up together.
We grew up together. I know exactly because I was there.
I was there the whole time. I was there when my dad hit your mom's head with the toilet. I was there.
I was there when he cracked her right into the shitter.
Right into the turlet.
Oh, man. Domestic
but it's
violence.
Like, but it's also like, hey,
what a
of
mood.
Course. But it's like, Kate makes it a point to say what she's been through her whole life. So even if Tyler wasn't there.
Oh, no, we know.
Right.
We know.
We know.
Kate, we know.
Kate, we know.
Okay, so Cheyenne said that Zach basically. So Zach said that Cheyenne says that basically he doesn't live up to his potential. Yeah, get a job, Zach.
But again, it's the same thing because it's like Cheyenne's in charge. She doesn't involve him in decisions.
Right. She doesn't involve him in decisions because the last time he made a decision, they almost got
murdered. Shot. Right, right. But it's like, okay, he has all this potential. What is this potential? I'm not really seeing it so much.
I know. I'm seeing more that he's very cute.
I see. Oh, why is he so cute? He just is. He's a little slope shouldered for me, but he is very.
I think you could make it work.
Yeah.
okay. Taylor and Macy don't communicate. Here's the thing with Taylor and Macy.
Yeah.
I don't think anything's wrong. I think that they are like just very like, you take him to softball, I'll take her to swimming.
Yeah, they
you
don't have any time to themselves.
Yeah, that's all. But I don't think there's anything.
No, I think that they really like each other. I just think they're so busy, really. They're consumed with their children.
Right. All right. So now it's dinner and there is tension. And do you notice that in the confessional, Corey is now sick?
Okay. Yes. I'm like, he has no voice. He has whatever Jade had that wasn't contagious.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, Jade.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor and Macy have their couple session.
Okay. This was nice. This actually like worked out pretty well.
Okay. Macy is in her things that matter. Pride outfit with pride bracelets on.
Okay. It's like a button down.
I like it.
Okay, so I'm looking at this. I'm like,
like
Tracy
a baseball
would
shirt.
Love this.
I love
it was
this
a baseball shirt.
Yeah,
like I love that she had the matching bracelets. I thought
I
that
buy
was
this.
Really cute. Let's go on the website.
Let's go on the website.
I'm pretty sure my neighbor upstairs ordered a bunch of stuff from there. Uh huh.
All right. Well, let's see what happens. So they talk about when they knew they were in love. I don't like that.
And it's the same moment. I really love it. It was like basically. She was telling Taylor, hey, if you're going to move here, you better really think about it and be sure that you're serious about it because I want you to come in Bentley's life and not leave.
Yeah. You like know? If you want to be my husband, you could be my husband.
Right.
But like, don't come here for like sillies.
Right. And he's already been through enough with his shit father. And I don't want to put him through that again. He was 4 years old and Bentley's 15 now. They've been together a long ass time.
I know. So Dr. Mike said they must fight a lot. Or he's like, you guys could fight. And they're like, oh, yeah. So apparently Taylor said to Macy that he wouldn't want his daughter to become the mother that she is.
That's so mean.
I know. I was like, ooh, this is my kind of fighting.
I know it is. I'm like, oh, this is Tracy.
I'm like, oh, I love this part. I love this part. Tell her you're going to fuck her mom.
Tell her all about her mother.
Tell her about her father writing bad checks.
I always forget about that.
I don't. I've never forgotten about it one time. I think about it every night before I go to sleep when I say my prayers.
Oh, is that your prayer? Baby Jesus, please don't ever let me forget about Macy's father's bad checks, his larceny.
Never and he's like, I'm never going to let you forget, Tracy.
Don't worry, Tracy. You're never going to forget
it. Don't worry, Tracy. That will be your 9/11 forever. Okay. So the thing about Macy, too, is I don't think she has lip fillers anymore. She might have gotten them dissolved.
Yeah, I guess not. I guess I haven't
maybe
noticed.
When she did she get explanted or no?
Yeah, she got explanted.
Oh, so maybe she ex-lipped it.
Maybe she did. Yeah, I think she had like implant sickness, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe she ex-fillered.
Like you get it. So what is it? What did they inject you with? They acid? Dissolved.
Okay, so they fillers are supposedly made of hyaluronic acid.
Right.
So it's whatever counteracts the hyaluronic acid and it dissolves the lip fillers.
Because I saw a girl on TikTok that got her lip fillers
removed,
hyaluronic acid.
Yeah,
she got them removed, and then she redid them because she didn't like the way they looked.
Okay,
they were big and stupid before, but now they're much nicer.
One of the that young Hispanic kid that I follow, Douse.
Oh, our love, the one that goes, "Let's talk about it."
No,
the one that puts the makeup the beautiful on. Makeup. Yeah,
Douse. He got his lip fillers dissolved and then redone. I'm like. Also, aren't you in high school?
Yeah, it was stay-at-home daughter that did it. That's who did it.
Oh, I like her too.
Yeah, me too. She's hilarious.
A day in the life of a stay-at-home daughter.
Yeah.
Okay, so she said that she's more graceful to herself now and things are a little bit better. And then, they have a flashback of her, Ryan, and Bentley. This is when Ryan like left Bentley to like chill on the couch by himself.
Yeah.
Okay, in the closed captioning.
Uh-huh.
When Ryan speaks, it says Taylor.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this is scandalous.
Oh, that's crazy. I didn't even notice that.
Whoever's typing the CCs is going to get in DS.
Big trouble. When they showed a flashback of her and Taylor, I'm like, wow, Taylor looks young as hell. I forgot how different he looked.
Right?
Yeah.
So they're super parents and it splits them apart. So they're going to have to go on date night. I love couples therapy because every answer is date
is
night.
Date
alone,
night. Every answer is get fucked up.
Right. It's fucked. Like, hey guys, do you like Bud Light?
Right.
Do you like Bud Light and volcanoes?
And do you like sex? Like
do sex it. And Bud Light? She's like, sex and Bud Light. That was my nickname in high school.
I do think that what was interesting is the thing that attracted her to him is now putting her off to him. Yes. That is very interesting.
That was pretty deep.
Yeah.
I liked it. So they don't talk. Yeah, they don't talk about their kids.
They're supposed to go on a date where they don't talk about their kids. But now we go back to the hotel and Cheyenne is irritated as hell.
Oh, as hell.
Because she thinks that Mackenzie is talking to everybody but her.
But her. But she is.
Yeah.
All right. Cheyenne's boobs are intense.
Okay. I was thinking the same thing. Okay. I'm like,
As I'm talking to her, like I'm using your speech for the one that you just gave me about Mac.
Okay.
And it's like, hey, Cheyenne, it's all my fault. Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Cheyenne, it's all my fault. I did. Sorry, Cheyenne. Sorry. I'm focusing.
Right.
Cheyenne, what I did to you. Oh, God. All right.
They are a lot.
It's so intense.
Because here's the thing. Kates are a lot, too, but in a different way.
Kates are
it's not the same because they're hers.
Yeah. So she says, Cheyenne's like, yeah, we're going to have to talk. We're living together. You're not. You're on vacation.
You're not living together. You're on vacation together.
I have
for
bad
a
news.
Week
it's not an
for
actual.
For a $300,000 week that Tracy says.
$300,000 a night.
Uh-huh.
With no air. You're in a hotel with no air conditioning. That's what
and
you're doing.
The pool is hot.
Okay. All right. So, okay. So Macy and Taylor go swim in a volcano in this mud bath of quicksand where you can't see the bottom. You don't know if there is a bottom.
Isn't that scary? I thought that was scary.
I liked it and hated it at the same time.
Me too. Okay. I felt like, okay, Matt's a lifeguard. So maybe I wouldn't be that scared to go in there with him.
I can lifeguard you.
Well, I don't think we're going to be in couples therapy together. I'm putting myself
know
in.
What we're going to be.
That's true. You never know. We might
if
need
I'm
more content
to couples
one
therapy,
day.
I'm only going with you. And okay. If I even have couples therapy with my partner, you're coming.
Oh, I'll come. Yeah, I do.
You know
that
I don't like doing anything without you.
I know. We like to do everything together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. I would go in a volcano with you.
I would go in a volcano with you.
Yeah.
I like how it was so open at the top.
Here's the thing. The walk up. Cool. The walk down, I would not like.
I would just slide.
Yeah, I don't want to go down. I would just like to slide down. There
I always
slide
how my Dachshund Nikki 6 slides down the pillows to get off of the windowsill.
Oh, that was so cute.
I would do that. All right, so Mackenzie gets in the pool. The water's hot.
Right. She was like, oh, this is not refreshing.
It was probably boiling. She probably cooked her foot.
Probably.
All right. Mackenzie talks to Cheyenne. She said that she was trying to respect her boundary. That's why she didn't talk to her. She apologizes. She said that she didn't know that people were coming to Cheyenne's house. And Cheyenne's like, that's not true. You knew. And she doesn't believe it. And then she turns around.
And then it goes to commercial. And I'm like, Well, I'm really uncomfortable about this.
So she apologizes again. Yeah. And then she asks what she could do to make it up to her, basically. And she's like, I don't need you to do anything. And she's like,
yeah, I'm really happy for you that like this is good for you.
Oh,
but,
God. She's mean, though.
OK, so I'm watching. I have to tell you, I'm watching this and I'm like, I know that she's mad at Mackenzie. I don't think that Mackenzie's going to understand this anger or respond well to it.
Uh-uh.
And it's like you're dealing with someone who's not the brightest crayon in the
box. Yeah. So she said that she's dating a black guy and she needs to educate herself. Basically, if she's going to have black children.
Sure.
Cheyenne is cold as ice to her.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt keeps saying that she shouldn't have brought her into it. And Cheyenne said that she was lying. Okay, my problem is that she's not addressing why Cheyenne's mad at her.
Right. She's not addressing anything. That's the problem. And,
is where I'm like.
I even wrote.
But Cheyenne is not. See, the thing is what I would have done if I was Cheyenne. And I'm not saying that Cheyenne should have. I'm talking about me, Tracy.
You would drown her.
I would have judged her the boiling water.
You would
water.
Just dunk her. Yeah.
I would have made Mackenzie bone
soup
broth
for dinner. Mackenzie bone broth.
No, I would have been like, hey, that's not why I'm mad.
Me too.
I'm mad because you said after I sat there, this is what you called me.
Well, I just feel like you're not.
And then
you
cried and cried and cried.
Well, you're not going to get a good response out of Mackenzie by being so passive aggressive, Cheyenne. If you really want to get this out of the way,
but that's what I'm saying. It's like you both you have to give a little bit. I understand you want to give zero.
Yeah.
You do have to give a little bit if you want it to solve. And if not, that's fine.
And if not, then fine. But then don't complain about it either, though, because she did approach you because she was scared shitless to approach her. I would have been terrified too.
Me too.
She did.
I would have came
long,
in with more of a plan, though.
But so would I. I feel like she was scrambling for her words because she was nervous.
I would have written it down.
Me too. I would have like texted to myself.
I would have written it
notes.
Down and been like, hey,
write
I'm
notes.
Really nervous. Hello.
Write
some
notes,
people.
It's not that hard. Okay, guys. Bear with us.
Bear with us. We're going to start.
Things
we're going to
get better.
All of the. We have years and years more of this podcast.
And also, listen, the next chapter, but it's going to come back and it's going to be better than this. And we're going to
be better.
We're going to cover that.
Than ever. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for watching on YouTube. Make sure you follow Noelle at Noe Girl on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. I'm at Trixie Tuzini on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. The show is at Trash Talk Podcast on TikTok. Make sure you subscribe and do all the stuff. Teen Mom Podcast on Twitter, Teen Mom Trash Talk on Instagram. And make sure if you want to talk about the show, go into our Facebook group, Teen Mom Trash Talk Podcast listeners. And the password to get in is besties, BESTIES. Make sure you answer all the questions and we'll see you next week. TracyCarnazzo.com, TracyCarnazzo.com, TracyCarnazzo.com.
Bye.